Hey guys, welcome back to season 2 of the Dish Talk Show. It's been a minute for sure. We've not uploaded any audio or video podcast in a minute, and we sincerely apologize for that. But we are back and we are here to educate, and we are here to learn from you as well. Welcome back to the Dish Talk Show. I am your host, still Pamela Frank. You can listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so many other platforms in the link. And you can also follow this podcast on Instagram and Twitter at the Dish Talk Show as well. And you can literally leave a voice note message concerning anything you have or any questions you have concerning our conversation today. Just tap the link in the bio and just comment anything. You can leave a voice recording or literally just like a text message recording. Anyways, let's hop into the conversation for today. Today we are going to be talking about something fascinating. Today is going to be a one-man podcast because it's just going to be just me. And we're going to be talking about something important. And today we are going to be talking about what? We're going to be talking about vampires of progress. So progress vampires, basically. We're going to be talking about progress vampires and basically what it is about, who are progress vampires, what do they do, how do you spot them, how do you stop them, and 6 steps you're going to have to include in your lifestyle to make sure you are on that progress route. Regardless, let's hop to it. So we are going to go straight into affirmations right now. I only have what am I going to affirm in my life? Progress. I affirm progress in every aspect of my life. Everything in my life is working out perfectly, and I am progressing in every aspect of my life. Just a little bit of plug, this podcast is sponsored by Tie and Style, a clothing brand tailored to anybody that has a fantasy or is interested in Adire and Ankara pieces and trying to look classy in Adire and Ankara pieces. So this podcast is sponsored by Tie and Style. Make sure to check out Tie and Style on Instagram as well and check out their pieces, and make sure you order a piece for yourself. If you don't like anything, you always leave a message to Tie and Style and custom your order, or just tell them what you want them to make for you, so whatever. But like, this is sponsored by Tie and Style as well. Sorry, we just had to do that. I forgot. It's not part of my routine, so I skipped. Let's get to the affirmation. So I affirm progress in my life. I affirm good luck in my life. I affirm financial success and peace onto Nigeria as usual. So let's just dive right into this conversation right now. Progress vampires, right? Who are progress vampires? Like, I'm pretty sure you've been asking yourself, what does this girl even mean by progress vampires, and who are progress vampires, and what is she talking about? I know what progress means, I know what vampires mean, and is it that people or a group of people are sucking my progress away without my consent? Is that a thing? And I'm here to tell you that yes, as that is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people around you that you welcome into your life and keep around you that suck your progress like vampires. And you're probably asking yourself, how's that possible? How can an individual suck my progress? Like, I'm the person putting in the hard work. I know what I'm trying to aim at. How can a person that doesn't even know half of what I'm into or half of the details of what my business is all about be able to suck my progress away? That is why we're having this podcast. Because I'm trying to educate you and tell you that, yes, certain people you welcome in your life suck your progress away. Just the same way vampires suck blood. Now, let me explain something to you. Progress is something that is kind of complicated because it is relative to what we is relative, because what you define as progress is different from what somebody else defines as progress. For example, if I say, oh my gosh, I noticed that I have been praying like every day for the past 5 days. Wow, I'm starting to bounce out of my depression cycle and I'm becoming like way better than I was before. I count that as progress. To someone who prays every day, that's not progress, because they already pray every day. They want something a little bit higher than what they do on a regular basis. So basically, it's relative. That's a fact. But regardless of whether it is just a little prayer or it is something huge, progress is progress for anybody, and it brings joy to anybody that experiences it. Okay? The people you keep around you also contribute to your progress, greatness or failure. Some people you keep around you are either vampires or people that actually contribute to you, that help you progress better in your life. Okay, so we're going to be talking about, first of all, let's talk about progress. I think we just literally gave a little introduction into progress, and I'm just going to add to that. Okay, what is progress and how does progress happen? So I'm just going to give one example just to give you a paint a picture of what progress is supposed to be like and how you know that you are starting to become progressive or you're even being progressive in your life. Okay, so progress is growth. Growth is when you leave one step and climb to another step. Like, okay, I've gotten my apartment and everything is fine, although my salary cannot afford to furnish it, so I work a little bit harder by incorporating other businesses or incorporating other side hustles into my life to get that money, and I'm able to now furnish my house fully. That is progress. That is growth. You understand what I mean by now? I mean, I've already given him this example of what that means. Okay, now that can only happen when you abandon the fake image you project to everybody else you associate with and carry your own image and accept yourself for who you are and be your unapologetic self and stand strong in yourself and ignore negative comments. You're gonna get negative comments for sure. Ignore negative comments and stand in your truth. Be your authentic self that you really are. Embrace people that help you be your, just embrace people that also like embrace your authentic self as well in your life. Like, welcome them in your life and keep them in your life and have them in your life. Then you would then see progress in your life. That's one of the keys. I'm going to be talking about so many other keys that can also bring progress in your life in another podcast, but I'm just giving an example. So that's basically a little overview of progress and growth. Okay, so who are these people that drain progress, and how do they even do it, and how do we even get rid of them when you do it? Like, I mean, like, if somebody is trying to drain your progress, you want to know who the person is. How are they draining my progress, and how can I fucking get rid of them so I can actually progress? Okay, so when we're talking about concerning that question, I'm going to be talking about two types of people or more. Okay, the types of people that drain your success. I don't know if you notice, I like going straight to the point. I don't like giving long talk. I like going straight to the point. I'm gonna give you two examples of people that drain your progress. Okay, all right. So the first type of people that drain your progress without you knowing are people that are jealous of you. Okay, we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about people who don't understand you also during your progress. okay, and people who don't believe in you, which is the same kind of like people that who don't understand you but not really. That's why I separated them into three categories. So let's start with the people that are jealous of you. So you may have been authentic in your personality type, and you probably have gone out and associated yourself with other humans, and you feel like you want to help them because you are naturally a helper and a kind person that wants to help people, and you tell people, oh, I'm a doctor, or oh, I am a artist, or oh, I am a musician, I create music. Whatever the fuck you do, you express yourself to other people and tell them what you do, okay? Show them what you do. You show them your progress. Oh, I've achieved this in my lifetime. Oh, I've achieved that in my lifetime. Oh, I've gotten to rap with Nikki or whatever. Whatever situation you might be in, you've gone out and told people about what you're on about and how far you've gotten in what you're on about, okay? And then there are people that are jealous about that. You may not be a jealous type. You may think that other people would think, that's a problem we always make. We think that everybody has the best interest for us, but that's not true. Because you have the best interest for other people doesn't mean that everybody else have it. But in fact, most people on earth don't have the best interest for you. That's another podcast, but I don't want to go into it right now. Just because you think that you have the best interest, you have the best interest for other people's success, do not assume that everybody else has the best interest for your success, okay? And you have to watch out for that, because imagine somebody hearing that, oh, you're an artist and you do this, you do that, and you have been with this person and you've gone to this place and you've done this, there's jealousy brewing in their soul. And because there's jealousy brewing in their soul, they're projecting negative energies towards you already. That alone slows down progress, okay? That alone slows down progress. People wishing you bad without you knowing and without you even protecting yourself from the negative wishes of other people, that slows down your progress. People looking at you with envy and wishing that you never have achieved that, even if you put in so much work to achieve that, those are the people that are wishing you bad, and those are the people that are slowing down your progress. All right, so you have to always protect yourself. We're going to talk about that and how to get rid of them. So the next group I was going to talk about is people who do not understand you. Now, this group of people probably mean the best. They're probably trying to help you. Like, example, family members that think you are wayward because you have a couple of tattoos on your body, you have a couple of piercings on your body, your type lifestyle, you probably, you know, isn't like the most admired type of lifestyle or admired type of behaviors that you're supposed to adapt to or be like, you know, to blend into society. Because of that, they do not understand you, and they think they just classify you as a certain type of person. They have been conditioned to understand that behavior to be like, all right? Because of that negative energy as well, I'm still repeating that negative energy again. Because of that negative energy, they are projecting negative things to you, which is slowing down your progress. Because they don't believe in you, they don't believe that you can be successful, they think that you're a lost cause. If you are a black sheep of the family, I'm pretty sure you can relate to this, okay? They think you will never amount to anything, because the fact that they think that you will never amount to anything goes to, like, it's almost like their wish. It's just like someone outwardly cursing you, okay? Because they think, oh my gosh, this is my sister, this is my brother, this is my friend, has like 100 tattoos on their body. Maybe to them, 100 tattoos on their body means like maybe 4 tattoos. And because they do have that, oh my gosh, they're probably going to be wayward, they're probably never going to amount to anything, and all that. Yeah. Okay. because they're projecting that negative energy towards you, you without protection will not be able to progress, because they are sending you curses. And you need to be aware of curses and how powerful curses is. Whether you are an atheist or a Christian or whatever, when somebody is using your mouth to negatively affirm horrible things and negative things towards your life, you need to protect yourself, and you need to send that. You need to protect yourself and if you're deep into the Christianity or, you know, religion, whatever, you can always send that back. But if you're not, you can always protect yourself by affirming positive things to yourself. I mean, I'm already giving you the answers before I've gotten to that point. So that's an example of someone that slows down your progress. The third example of someone that slows down your progress is people who don't believe in you, okay? Which is kind of like people who don't understand you. They don't understand you. They don't understand your process. They don't understand why you shaved your hair. They don't understand why you dyed your hair. They don't understand anything you do. Therefore, they don't believe in you. And because they don't believe in you, they keep projecting that whenever they're around you. So that actually slows down your progress, okay? I just have to round that up because I feel like I've explained the first, second one. So yeah, I guess you guys would understand that by now, okay? So these are the three things and people I'm talking about right now, okay? So I'm going to go back a little bit to the jealous people, okay? The people who are jealous of you. There are certain relationships you might find yourself in that your partner will be jealous of you and jealous of your progress, and therefore they might try to use manipulation tactics like triangulation, which is when you involve a third party into your relationship, either physically or virtually, to make your original partner jealous and lose self-value and make your original partner insecure about themselves. So basically, let me give an example. If I'm in a relationship and I'm jealous of my partner's success, I want them to feel less, because I know that if they feel less of themselves and they feel like they're not good enough, they will not work as hard as they are working hard, and they will not progress as much and as fast as they're supposed to progress. So I'm going to pretend like I have somebody else looking at me, trying to get my attention outside of the relationship, to make them jealous. And because they are so distracted with who that person is and why they're trying to get my attention, and they're trying to take me away from them, they spend less time, you know, working. And also it makes them more insecure because they are thinking they are probably not good enough because another person is trying to take their partner away from them. So that's also a manipulation tactic that is used in relationships, especially to take your purpose and progress, to take your progress away from you and destroy you and keep you in a bubble and keep you a housewife without progress, okay? So that's basically one example under jealous people, okay? So lastly, just so you know, energy matters. Like, energy matters. I was going to talk about how energy matters, and most people probably would question me, but energy matters, because whether you are an atheist, Christian, or whatever religion you belong to, whenever you like, you can tell when somebody's upset with you without them even telling you they're upset with you. Like, that is what I'm talking about when I say energy, okay? Energy matters. The fact that you can tell that someone is upset with you without them even telling you you're upset with you goes to show how powerful it is. All right, so if somebody is always projecting negative things, like, oh my god, my sister, look at my sister, she's not going to amount to anything, oh look at her, and what, they are projecting negative energies onto you, and without protection you will not succeed. For sure, you will not succeed, okay? So I'm going to hop to how to protect yourself from these progress vampires, okay? How do you protect yourself from progress vampires? Number one, affirmations. Very powerful. Always affirm positive things to you in your life and everything, because it counterattacks what they are saying, so, or what they are feeling or thinking or projecting. So for example, if I'm projecting onto you, oh my gosh, oh look at my sister, she's unemployed, she's probably going to be a deadbeat and I'm going to have to take care of her, she's going to be homeless, you know, you're not saying this but they're thinking it, they're projecting it. And you on the other end, you're saying, I'm not going to be homeless. I'm going to achieve my greatest dreams. I'm going to be the best human or whatever the fuck your dreams you want your dreams to be. Positive stuff into your life. It literally comes and bounces off them, off that. It does not affect you. So always affirm positive things to yourself. Do not even be a progress vampire by yourself by affirming negative things to yourself, because that's horrible. Because it's possible that you can be your own progress vampire, okay? That's one. Another way to do that, that's way off negative things from you, is to always stay away from them, okay? Stay away from people that are always negative, jealous people that want to attack you, no matter how lonely you are, no matter how alone you are. Okay, I just got my apartment, I have little to no friends, I have to make friends. No, you need to make friends, but you actually do not have to welcome every single person into your life and into your household and into your life. I'm repeating that again, because they can serve as negative progress vampires. They can serve as progress vampires and suck your progress away. So always be very self-aware and find the people that you know are good soul people and those people that are very horrible. We can always watch them. If you don't really know how to tell if this person has a good energy and this person has a bad energy, you can always give test and try to see who's gonna pass and who's gonna fail. That's another podcast, but just so you know, that's one way. And I'm gonna give one last way to wear off progress vampires, is to, most importantly, believe or have self-awareness. Let me explain. So for example, you've been affirming every blessed day, negative people stay away from me, negative people stay away from me, negative energy stay away from me, negative aura stay away from me, I want to be exposed to people who are having negative intentions towards me, and so on and so forth. Maybe these are your affirmations. And then when you've been affirming these things, these people are starting to, maybe there's starting to be an argument with them. You had a huge argument, all of a sudden you had a huge argument with them, that you have to block them, that you have to stop talking to them. It is a sign to show that your prayers and affirmations are working, and you actually have to block them and stay away from them. That shows that your affirmations are working, and these are the people that are draining your progress, and these are the progress vampires. And the affirmations revealing that these are the people that are draining your energy, your progress, and so forth. And the reason why you're fighting them right now, and you're telling them, oh my god, I'm gonna block you, fuck you, and they're like, fuck you too. The reason why you guys are having an argument is because you've already affirmed them away from you. You already said, these people I don't want in my life. You've already chased them away from your life, and that is what's happening. Now, this last method is what I'm emphasizing on with this analogy, is allow that to happen. Be aware that when you are all of a sudden arguing with somebody that you know is not good for you, and all of a sudden after your affirmations, people that you know that are not good for you are starting to argue with you, and you have to chase them away, it shows that your affirmations are working and you just have to let them go. Do not fight them or do not feel guilty about them going. Allow it to happen. So that's just the last phase when it comes to how to let them go. So that's basically the three ways I'm going to talk about here on how to counter or fight back energy or progress vampires. Okay, so now lastly, before this podcast comes to an end, just 5 minutes we have, I want to talk about 6 ways to make progress and realize your goals. So basically, I'm telling you, these are not exactly the ultimatum 6 ways, but I'm just rounding up to 6 cost of time, just to educate you on how to make progress and realize your goals. So here are 6 practical ways that you can make progress and realize your goals. So number 1, you have to figure out your whys. Okay, what do I mean by figuring out your whys? So basically, nothing is static, and you are either like making progress or retrogressing. Do you understand? Like, you're either like, okay, I'm making progress or I'm not making progress. Okay, so you need to establish why you need to move forward. So basically, if you're in a situation right now and you are having the hunger for progress, then you have to establish, okay, why do I need to move forward? Okay, number one example could be like your career. Why do I want to be fulfilled in my career? Like, if you have a career goal and you want to make that into reality, you have to ask yourself, why do I want to make that into reality? Ask yourself questions. If it's marriage, if it's health, if it's finance, if it's academics, if it's relationships, if it's something personal, ask yourself, why do I want this to happen? And then you will now realize why you have to work towards it. For example, let's talk about like career. If I want a career progress, and I'm like, oh, I want my career to progress, and I have to ask myself, do I want my career to progress? And I have to come to conclusion that, oh wow, I want my career in clinical psychology to progress because I want to help a lot of people come out of their loopholes, because I've been there and I didn't like it and it was not nice and it didn't even affect people around me. So imagine other people being affected by mental issues. That is what is motivating me to, you know, pursue that career in clinical psychology. Just an example. So that's number one. Number 2 is establish tangible goals. So now that you know why you want to even further your career or whatever the fuck you want to further, establish goals. Okay, what are my goals? My goals is to make Nigerian youths more comfortable when talking about mental health. Example, using my earlier example, those of you that are starting to listen now, I made an earlier example of me wanting to pursue clinical psychology. So my goals would be making Nigerian youth more comfortable talking about their mental health and making mental health accessible nationwide. Okay, so make tangible goals. These are goals that are achievable. So you have to keep your goals smart. Your goals have to be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time bound. So it cannot be like, I want to make Nigerian youths, you know, comfortable talk about mental health and also have access to mental health for like, well, I don't have a specific years. You have to say, okay, within 5 years, within 4 years, it helps motivate you and it helps fuel your hunger to achieving that goal, basically. All right, so the next is create a game plan. So now that I have a plan, how do I achieve this plan? You have to plan how to achieve that plan. Okay, now I want mental health to be accessible to Nigerians nationwide. For now, how do I achieve that? So I have a game plan. Oh, every month I'm going to be visiting different states. I'm handing out different information and knowledge about mental health and different mental health, different mental health facilities, like checking of the brain, or I can just do like free counseling or free like advice to youths and everything. So basically, it's kind of like a game plan, but not like my personal game plan, but it's a game plan. So moving on to the fourth, we have always be positive. Your positive outlook means you are always optimistic about yourself, about your interactions, and about the events that I even read about occur. Okay, it also determines your ability to expect favorable outcomes when working towards your goals. You cannot even be working to your goals and be like, oh, it's not gonna happen, it's gonna be negative, blah blah blah. You can't have a negative outlook towards your goals. You have to always be positive, and that's the energy I was talking about. You have to project positivity onto your goals in order for them to be a success. So I'm just gonna give you two examples of how to be positive. Number one, you have to look out for the best in every circumstance. You can't say, oh, because this child is not responding properly to mental health and the and counseling, we should abandon them or should just drop the whole thing and just cancel it, it's not working. No, you have to always be positive and say, okay, what is the best way for us to come around the situation? Okay, use positive affirmations. For instance, when you wake up every day, you have to give affirmations, like I had done earlier in this podcast, and you should also adopt that practice as well. So moving on to the fifth, we have practice reflection as you progress. All things will occur once you are determined to advance. Okay, you will learn new lessons and implement new changes. You will form new habits and eliminate bad ones. So you have to say, okay, oh wow, I noticed that because of my adopted personality or whatnot, I'm noticing that I have dropped this and I need to drop this, or I need to drop this personality in order to move forward because it does not align with my goals. So basically, practice reflection as you move forward. Okay, so the last is always celebrate your achievement, no matter how little it is. Always celebrate it, like even if it's as little as a child coming to say, okay, I want therapy. Always celebrate it and always give praise. If you're a Christian, give praise to God. If you're an atheist, always, you know, tell yourself you did a great job, and so on and so forth. It actually helps feel the whole system. So I hope you guys had a blast listening to this, because it's very important for you to know this, because there are certain people that you involve in your life or you invite into life that actually drain your success and your progress, and you need to know who they are, how to spot them, how to get rid of them, how to even make sure you are even progressing without them and progress. So I hope this was positive to you. I hope this was educational to you. Thank you for listening. And remember, this is the Dish Talk Show. Once in a while, we give out gems like this. So always stay tuned. Always stay subscribed to the Dish Talk Show on Apple Podcasts. Dish Talk Show. Talk Show on app. Make sure you stay tuned to the Dish Talk Show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Podcasts as well. And we also have YouTube at the Dish Talk Show as well, and Twitter and Instagram. You can always be updated on the latest podcast that's about to drop on our social media platforms, and also check our YouTube as well. If there's a video, if there's no video, go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and the other platforms will be listed out in the website. Just tap the link in the bio on Instagram and Twitter as well, and you'll see so many platforms you can listen to this podcast on. Thank you for listening. Make sure you leave your voice those messages or your written messages on what you want to contribute onto what we've spoken about, or questions you have concerning what we've spoken about. Thank you. Be safe and keep listening to the Dish Talk Show. Bye. This is your host, Pamela. Also, bye.